Yes, you've read the episode title correctly. I've decided to put Comedy Night Podcasted Right on a temporary hiatus. I had planned on releasing a new episode every 2 weeks until December, which would have covered the entire 2009-2010 season. I was then going to take a break for a little bit and figure out what time frame I wanted to cover next. But here's the rub. I've put all my free time since January into this show. I haven't burned out yet, but I will if I keep going at this rate. So I'm going to take some time off before I get to that point. What am I going to do on my break? Well, for starters, tomorrow marks 14 days since I've received my second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And with the world outside getting a little bit safer, I'm ready to start enjoying it cautiously a little bit more again. I know I'll be just like Grandpa Simpson in the Mr. Plow episode of The Simpsons.
We can go outside again! I don't like the looks of those teenagers.
My introversion will drive me back into my basement pretty quickly. I still want to talk about great television, and I've also invested way too much money in podcasting equipment to stop altogether. I've already started working on some other projects I've had on the back burner, so while making sure I manage my time a little bit better, I'll be getting those up and running real soon. I will come back to Comedy Night Podcasted Right. After all, things were just starting to get really good. But without my own self-imposed pressure on releasing episodes bi-weekly, I have three main things I need to work on while I'm on this hiatus. First, the music. Especially re-recording the theme song in a key that I can actually sing in. Second, is an audience. If you're listening to this on release day, I'm pretty sure that I know you by name. And thank you so much for following along this far. But I've pretty aggressively ignored Twitter and Instagram for over a decade, and now that I'm trying to use them for marketing purposes, I've found out that it's shockingly not intuitive. So I'm going to focus some of my energy there to gain more exposure and drive more listeners to the episodes that I've already released. And third, I want to work on the format. What I really love doing is wrapping each week into one full story, taking the olds and linking the four episodes together, and making sure that the hour that you're spending with me is a cohesive story from start to end. That's not going to change, but I've been flip-flopping between whether I want this to be a show that the listener can just drop into any episode they want to at any point along the way, or if I want to tell a long-form story over several episodes. So for the back half of the season, I need to decide on what I want to do, and I'd really love your thoughts. So reach out and tell me how you feel. Send an email to comedynightpodcastedright@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter at comedynightpod1 and Instagram at comedynightpodcastedright. And then there's the lonely, lonely subreddit I've created at reddit.com/r/comedynightpodright. And feel free to share your thoughts there. I make this show for me, as something that I can be proud of making, and I'm very proud of what I've done so far. But at the same time, you know, I know this might sound selfish, but I'd really like it if other people enjoyed it as well. There's a lot more story to be told here. Part of it is a story about a college study group, a small town's government, a paper company, and a sketch comedy show. Another part of the story is the decline of the decades-old format of the network sitcom. I love talking about it all, and I can't wait to get back to this story when I'm ready to do it justice. Stay tuned. There will be more to come. And before I sign off, let me take a second to talk a bit about the significance of today, July 1st, 2021. If you're not Canadian, I urge you to learn more about the ongoing discoveries of unmarked graves at numerous residential schools across the country. I remember having frequent assemblies back in high school, where we learned about the atrocities that the Indigenous peoples of Canada had to endure at residential schools, often directly from the survivors themselves. It was already a horrific part of our history, even before these discoveries were made. July 1st is Canada Day, and like many Canadians, I'm choosing not to celebrate. Don't let political rhetoric or divisiveness make you think that I'm not a proud Canadian. But instead, I, like many others, believe that the least we can do is take the day for self-reflection, as many communities are in mourning. We can't celebrate if we all can't celebrate. Right now, I don't really know what else I can do other than use this platform and my voice to try to spread a message of compassion. I realize you probably weren't expecting that from a message about taking a hiatus, but I've frequently talked about how uncomfortable watching television from 11 years ago can be, and just how much we've changed in what we consider acceptable. I choose to see it as a sign of growth, and that we're getting better, and we'll continue to try to get better. It doesn't just happen, though, and we need to work at it. So today, I'll continue trying to work at it, and whether you're listening to this on July 1st or someday in the future, and whether you're Canadian or not, take some time today to work at it as well. And hopefully, it won't be too long before you're hearing from me again. Thanks for everything so far.